WKFA-FGS in the mobile.
KF8FGS, KVNSWR.
This is KF8FGS. Go ahead.
Yeah, were you doing some programming on your radio yesterday?
Yeah, Roger that. I was doing that, and I had done some antenna work. I keyed up a couple times just to see, make sure things.
Yeah, you're right on the edge of Mount Clemens right now. You kept dropping out, but yeah, I was looking through the last heard, and the talk groups you were using were incorrect. So you had 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 in there. Through a two red flags. Obviously, those aren't the right talk groups, but you must have got a program right, because you're. As long as you got a good enough signal, you're making it, and everything looks right.
Well, thank you. This is a different radio, and I was programming my Anytone. I must have wrong box in the program. Thanks for letting me know. I'll have to go back in there and see what I did.
Okay, well, that makes sense. It was a different radio. Yeah, it's got some programming issues. And right now, I don't know where you're at, but you're on the fence. You don't have a your signal is low, I guess is what I want to say.
Well, okay, I'm about 15 miles west of the repeater, and I'm in a vehicle on an HT with a rubber duck.
Well, that makes sense, yeah, because you're bouncing a neg 121, and usually neg 120 is where you drop out. So, yeah, you're right on the fringe with your HT. But anyhow, well, welcome to DMR. Give me that story.
Here, I'll change to the roof mount antenna. See what happens. This is KF8FGS.
Yeah, you're better. You're at neg 102, so it definitely made an improvement for you.
Well, thank you for the signal report. I've been able to hit repeaters, you know, as far as 30 miles away in different times, from the vehicle with the roof-mounted antenna. Well, thank you. KF8FGS, headed back to the shack to check the programming on the base radio.
Okay, good luck. I'll be in and out around, so. Gotta get outside so I can breathe some of that fresh air. I've been smoking for the last 2 days, so be nice to get some fresh air. Bye, bye. See you later. Keep me in this here.
Good morning. Oh,
what are you doing over here with your non-recognized ID?
I was Cujo last night on my way back. I realized I just left up statewide one here. I feel weird.
Yeah, I was just sitting here doing some paperwork and looking at the last turn. So, good morning. How's the weather up there?
Wet. There was about a foot of water in the back of my truck this morning, so it's pretty wet.
So the rain washed all smoke away? All right, well, good morning. Have fun. Hopefully you're still building networks. Talk to you later. Keep it us to there.
I'm turning on a rack today, I think. So, there. Turning on the mission. 28FS today on the land.
Is Stephen Mill still working?
Yeah, I've roamed to Mackinac and to Heckelberg. I don't think I've roamed over to Stuck yet.
You probably should do some checking while you're up there. VHF and UHF at MAC 2. Seems to me like there was an issue.
Oh, VHF at MAC works because I have it on the handheld. Brother Dan and I were talking yesterday, and I was on my handheld from Indian River to Lansing, sitting at the lake talking to Dan with 30 milliwatts. But when I switched between, I was switching between them, I was using it in Mackinac yesterday. So I knew Mackinac was there. But we haven't gone towards Petoskey yet, so I haven't been able to really be kind of shadow from stuff right now, but I'll try to make that attempt. I did bring up some remote power switches that I got a bug in my butt to go put them in.
Yeah, well, there is a Y switch at Stutz that if you do something, I put that Y switch in there on the power lighting stuff, so I'd like to get that back if you go do something different. But, you were talking to Brother Dan on VHF?
Yeah, because him and Kim are up at their cabin, so he has a radio on 7.4 all the time, and, yeah, so I was talking to him on VHF. Oh, on Northern VHF, sorry.
Yeah, I was just about ready. I don't care about 7.4. I was talking 3.1.
No, but when I cracked it, it was 1.1. So I was hearing one. I was on 1.1, 7.4, and 1.9. So, yeah. No, it just clicked in my brain when I said that. Oh, wait a minute. Those are the other VHFs. I need to check the Mackinac VHF. So, yeah.
Yeah, I was talking to somebody last night that we get some sponsorship money. We can get UHF back on and DMR back on in up there in Mayo. So got some people come through with some sponsorship money. Maybe we can get that back working. But anyways, I got to jump in the shower. Got to get over Zach's. I got 2 days to get 2 doors and a wall built, so. Catch you later. KVSW.
All right. Yeah, I heard somebody made a rumble on something last night, but, you know, it was Cujo. Well, I talked to Ho when I talked to Ho
for a while.
Yeah, we're just coming to the lake. Someone got their coffee, or diabetes in a cup is what I call this crap, whatever she gets. So, there's very little what? There's 3 inches of freaking foam on top. Yeah. Anywho. Good morning. WRSSM.
K6HMV.
I didn't catch that last call. Whoever was on Grand Rapids.
K6, Kilo 6, Hotel Mike Delta, K6HMV. Just got the radio set up. Is it working at all?
Yeah. Your ID's not coming through right, but... you're making it. You got talk group right. As long as you don't have talk or alias on, which I don't think you do, because it's not flipping out on the talk group ID. So I'm not sure why your ID is not populating correctly.
Roger that. I saw that yesterday. I was doing the last heard list on your station there. I don't know why either. It's got to be part of the setup on the. Any tone here. I'll look into it. I was looking into it yesterday. It's there with the radio ID. I see my call sign, but it's just simply not getting out to the repeater, I guess.
Yeah, I haven't programmed an any tone, but as long as you just have the ID in there, you don't have any extra numbers or anything, it should work. But is it a new, did you just get your ID number, or have you had it a while?
Brand new. I'd say about a week old. I just got this radio. I want to say last week, and set it up. Bare to set up, really tough. But once you'd overlook, actually, it's the MI5 site that gave me the information I truly needed to understand. Okay, this is how you set one of these things up. So it has been maybe I'd say a week since I got the radio ID.
Yeah, sometimes when you apply for the radio ID from the radioid.com or whatever it is, I forget now, but it takes a minute to update. It's been a week. It should have updated by now. All right, I got to go. Welcome to DMR. Keep it up, Tucker.
All right, well, you have a good day. Have a great day. Thank you very much for returning my call. K6HMD, I'll be out.
K8ZAG. I'm not sure if you can hear me, but I think you're on the wrong time slot. It should be time slot 1, Talk 251. Keep it up, Tucker. Kayla Reed, Super Alpha Golf, listening.
There you go.
Looks like you got your Prodex, huh?
Yeah, I just noticed that I was on time slot 2 instead of 1. Thank you.
Yeah, I tried to private call you, but it wouldn't go through, so. So, yeah. Talk group 51, time slot 1, talk group 52, time slot 2, so.
Peter, when let's say you're talking and you release your key, am I supposed to hear a sound of some sort when you release?
No, you can set it for channel clear announcement on your radio, but that's per radio. I'm not sure where. I know that Motorola's do it, but when I on key, it'd give you a beep, but that's on your radio. So I forget what they call it. Channel clear. Okay, well, welcome to DMR. I think you said you're about 6 miles from our Mayville site, so you're making it. Where are you here? Neg 109. So yeah, you're doing pretty good. Welcome to DMR. And like I said, I'm not sure if you know our website, but mi5.cc. Kind of got distracted when you were talking there, but mi5.cc has got all the information on it. If you don't have it, there's also a Google Groups to sign up to on that. We only send out emails when there's something going on the system, so. I'll be listening. Give me the rest of here.
Okay, thanks a lot. I'm going to sign for now. Thank you for the info. Yeah, I have the website and all that, and looking into it a little further. Thanks very much for the comeback, and hopefully we'll talk to you soon. KZAG is clear.
Eight Whiskey Hotel Monitoring. Alpha 8 Whiskey Hotel Monitoring.
N8DBF Mobile.
Alpha 8 Whiskey Hotel Monitoring.
The link is up.
Give me the SW.
N8DBF Mobile.
N8DBF.
Yes.
Give me that.
Alpha 8 Whiskey Hotel. Dearborn Heights Monitoring.
I think that's the full call. I think it was Alpha 8. You got N8DBF. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Alpha 8, Whiskey Hotel in Dearborn Heights. How's it going this evening? This afternoon, rather. Guess we're under 3. Thunderstorm watch until 8.
Oh, not so bad. I'm actually driving right into it. It looks like it's pretty north, though. I don't know how it's looking over by you, but I'm up here by M53 and 69, and it's getting pretty ominous.
I'm thinking they got a severe thunderstorm warning up there, possibly a tornado warning. Right now they're trying to decide whether it's going to be.
Sounds like I should probably keep my radio on then.
Yeah, I reckon so. I imagine we're overdue. We haven't received any severe weather, good severe ground surging, ground soaking thunderstorms in quite a while.
No, and with as wet as this spring has been, it's been a couple weeks, so I'm ready for it. My yard's looking pretty torched.
My wife's been out there working on her garden. I guess she's been hosing it down. So it's, I guess it needed it. So hopefully we'll get a nice ground soaker and that's it. We don't need all the other stuff. I mean, we've been lucky here. It's usually been too cold for any type of organized severe weather.
Yeah, Mother Nature can keep the extracurriculars, but man, I am driving, it looks like driving into the night. It's pitch black over by my house. I'm about, I don't know, 3 miles south of my main road, maybe four. And, I mean, it is black.
I've seen that. I used to drive Good Humor trucks once, and it got so dark the streetlights came on. And fortunately, it didn't last a whole lot long time, but it did, it was a nice ground soaker. And anyway, hopefully it'll wash what's left of the smoke out of the air. But then again, we're supposed to get some more smoke, I guess, Monday.
Yeah, I'm assuming unless we get a bunch of rain, there's probably not an ETA of when that's going to stop.
Yeah, the Canadians can use the patch of thunderstorms, too. They've been going without for quite a while. So hopefully we'll get rid of some of the smoke. And we'll see if we can't move on from there. Yeah, it's supposed to be nice and warm, but not super hot.
Well, fingers crossed that they get some rain and the smoke subsides. This was the first day I've actually spent some time outside since it happened. It's been so gross. I mean, I'm pretty north, so it's not terrible, but, you know, I'd rather not be outside smelling bonfires if I don't have to.
That is. How's the radio sound? I'm running an 578 here, Anytone. And, I haven't had much time to play around with DMR lately, but it seems to be working.
You sound real good. I was just thinking that's myself earlier. I'm on my 5550E that I feel like I haven't talked on in weeks. And it's good to catch someone out here. I thought I heard KFAS before you, but I went back and didn't hear anything. And as I roll into town here, the winds are ridiculous. Fires are going off, and rain is falling.
My guess is you won't have to water the lawn this afternoon. Anyway, have a good afternoon. Watch out for those stray tornadoes and stuff. Have a good weekend from Alpha Alpha Whiskey Hotel.
Copy that. You as well. Good talking to you. At 8, GDF.
Yeah, Dakota, I was trying to answer you on my hotspot. It doesn't seem to be working too well.
Testing. Trying to see if this antenna is any better. It was yesterday. Kilo Foxtrot 8 Echo Tango Quebec. Testing. This is, I believe, the normal look that I normally use on this HT.
Right? Yeah, I see a radio check. HMD. K6 HMD radio check. I heard you loud and clear. Full quality.
Thank you for coming back. Now, I know this thing is working because I tried some other places. Nobody answered back. Well, thank you, NF. Have a good evening. KF8GSC.
You too. Have a great evening. 73. K6 HMD clear.
Hey, Jack. Is that an Amish radio?
It's radio. You know, when you keep the mic, it's always showing southwest. Does not show the names or anything.
Yeah, you have to add those into your radio manually.
Now I see your name. I know that. I don't know why, but it shows your name just now. But the other people, no, it doesn't show us.
Yeah, because the database is loaded. You know, last time Eric programmed it. So there's a lot of new calls that got IDs and stuff since then. So that's why.
How is he doing? Are you doing good?
Well, he's doing the same as the last time you talked to him. He's just, in a lot of pain.
That operation is not easy for anyone. I remember Captain Don couldn't even hear nothing from him.
Oh, well, he was demoted. Remember, he's Ensign Don now.
What is that? He got a new wife?
He's got a new captain. There's a captain took over, so he's been demoted to Ensign.
Is that what he did? you brought all the smoke here with the, and you, chief of staff?
It seems that way, doesn't it? Well, anyways, we got to get our air filters out for him, so there you go. Do you see what I did? I took a box fan, and I put a filter on the back of it. I taped it to the fan. It's like a cheap air filter.
That, you know what? This morning I was there at the breakfast. There was about 12 people out there. Sean was not out there. Sean, he had a meeting, I believe, with the, the PR or something like that, their name, you know. And really, they say the smoke is coming back. That's what they're saying.
Yeah, I think he was with the, they did Oxcom, A-U-X-com, something like that. So I think that's where he was at today. And, yeah, the smoke, well, you know, the wind went from the southwest, and now it's going back to the northwest, so it's going to bring the smoke back. So, got a little bit of relief, but that was it.
Give something to Chief Captain Don.
Yep. All right, I'm going to get off this radio because the battery is low, and I got to charge it. So I will chat with you later. So you're sounding good on here. One of these days we got to get your hotspot to work better. So that way you can go on the private channel or whatever. Not that anybody's using it, but I'm just saying just being able to use your hotspot for other things. So, all right, I'll listen out. I'll talk to you later. KFBS.
I do put it on, but no one out there, you know. Then I turn it off the end of the night about 11 o'clock. I really do. You know, I like to hear you guys on that private, which is good, instead of this. All right, we'll talk later. KFA DRC.